Good morning, folks. How you doing? Welcome back to the podcast. This is the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am the Evil Dungeon Master Vince, your host. How you doing out there, folks? It's a new day. Oh, yes, it is. And don't forget, you can always send an email to askthedm at theevildm.com. Theevildm.com is my website, and you can always leave a voicemail if you head over to Spotify. I'm sorry, anchor.fm/TheEvilDM. You can do, if you have an account, you can leave a voice message, or you can go to my website.com, and there is a button there to click to leave a short, I think it's like 2 to 3 minute voicemail for speaker pipe or something like that. I have it set up on the website. You just click the button, hook up your headset, and you can leave a voice message. Some people were asking me online how they can leave a voicemail, and I said, well, you can go through Anchor or Spotify. And if you have an account, but a lot of people don't want to sign up for an account for Spotify or podcast Spotify just so they can do that, which I think your regular Spotify, everyone usually has, I don't know, whatever. But there's a free one on my website that you can use to leave voicemails or just send an email from my website. Either one works. Today I want to talk a little bit about demons. It's always a favorite topic of mine to discuss. When it comes to Dungeons & Dragons, is demons and using demons in your campaign. This particular demon that I really want to talk about is a dream demon, and it's not the normal dream demon that people use in their campaigns. I remember when I first thought up this idea, this is way back when I was playing AD&D, it was because Nightmare on Elm Street was all the rage. You know, everyone loved Nightmare on Elm Street, they loved all the horror movies, and obviously after watching Nightmare on Elm Street, I came up with an idea of a dream demon, and I've used dream demons throughout the years, all because of watching Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, Freddy, obviously, if you've never watched it, and I'm sure everybody has, but in case you haven't, you know, we'll go over it. Freddy would control the dreams of his victims, and he would harm them in the dreams, and if he gets harmed in a dream, and they believe it, and I'm saying in quotes, believe it, it would actually happen to them in real life. Now, the point is to not believe it and know you have control of your own dreams, not to actually feel hurt, because, you know, a dream demon feeds off of your fear. And if he makes the dream as realistic as possible, then things that happen will happen to you in real life. So I came up with this dream demon, and it's not magic based or anything, so there's no real saving throws involved in this. It's just a matter of going into the person's mind while they're sleeping. And I managed to do it multiple times with various people over the years. And it's kind of not easy to set up and do, but you have to get it at a point in your campaign where everybody is sleeping. Otherwise, it really doesn't work too well. But there are times when your characters in your campaign will all go to sleep at once, and that's generally when they feel safe in a tavern or maybe like a campground or something like that they feel is protected. And that's your chance to use this. So once they all fall asleep, what you can do, the dream demon enters into their dreams, all connected as one, and you let them believe that the next day actually is happening as it is the next day. But the only difference in the day's activities that would normally happen is everything that's wrong possibly will happen that day. So if they're going to do certain things, they won't find it. And maybe they are attacked by various creatures and they get surrounded. And generally, when this happens, you can have the creatures attack and do a lot of damage. And their attacks are just constantly missing and things like that, even though they're rolling high. Obviously, you let some of the hits, you know, hit. And you let some of the people, you know, maybe take down a baddie or two. But overall, you're just letting them play the game. And I guess it could be considered cruel and evil, but, you know, that's what I do. I'm the Evil Dungeon Master, so I do things like that. And then you get it to the point where people start going down as far as dying, and when finally, you know, you're like, what the hell? All of a sudden, everybody, and then when the last person dies, you just like, suddenly you wake up and you're back in the inn where it was, like the inn, and you describe the scene as it was prior to them waking up. So you have to remember how you started it as well. So if they woke up in the morning, they went down and had breakfast, they spoke to this person, you kind of do it that way. You wake up, boom, you wake up. You're like, what? I thought I died. No, you didn't die. You were just dreaming. And that's the start of a dream demon attacking a group. Now, you can do this a couple times to see if they start figuring it out, that when they go to sleep, things start happening. And then you'll see that some players will have their characters not sleep to watch the rest of the group. And that's when they'll know that they have this dream demon attacking them, because they'll see their party members sleeping but struggling in their sleep, and they can't wake them up because they're trapped inside this dream demon's world. So once they get this information, then they need to either figure out a plan how to defeat him, maybe go to a magic user or a wizard and figure out how to control your dreams with magical potions. Or I had a whole thing that in one of my campaigns, I had the players, player characters, find a dream user, I called it, and they would have to help open a portal into the dream world where they can go while physically awake into this other nether world or nether world, whatever you want to call it. But it's the dream world equivalent of, what is it, the ethereal plane of existence, auro plane of existence, kind of like an astral plane type thing. And then there, they can go in there, and this whole world, and you know how they describe on TV shows and everything, the dream world is always kind of like this faded watercolor world of like grays and blues and blacks. And there's always some type of like mist in the air and stuff like that that's swirling. So that's how the dream world kind of is. And in the dream world, you can affect the real world. So once they go in this portal, they have to find this dream demon. Generally in the campaigns, I'll give him some type of name that I researched online, just a demon name. Basically, you could just look up demon names and grab one. It doesn't really matter, and make him into a demon that controls dreams. And it's a lot of fun because they're in the real world, but trying to figure out how to defeat this demon that's in a different type of world. And I've done this for, like I said, multiple campaigns. I've even done it in a Marvel campaign, having a dream demon. And, you know, when, I'm trying to think Marvel was more like I made them not so much a dream demon, but there was a guy that was kind of a demon-like character that controlled them and made them, artificial intelligence. And, I remember now. I had to think about that for a second, but it was an LMD. That's what it was. I had this demonic character in the Marvel campaign that was controlling various people using life model decoys, and I had the players do a whole entire thing when they got captured, didn't realize that they got captured, and they were replaced with, and they were controlling their LMDs until they were destroyed, which is life model decoy in Marvel terms. And then once they got destroyed, they woke up in the chambers where their bodies were held and were like, ah. And I remember the group was like, all right, they gave me, they were clapping. That was clever enough. I didn't even realize it. You did a good job with that. So, but it was actually fun to do that. So I had a good time doing it. But anyway, back to the dream demon in D&D, you don't really need to do anything more than what I've said, but you can always have the dream demon kind of appear in the real world, and maybe you have the player see flashes of him. Like, you know, you're walking down the streets and you notice, you know, you're in a town and you notice that there's this one person just standing there, deadpan staring at you with this look, maybe with a half a smile. And then the character, the player will be like, yeah, I have my character take a closer look. It's like, as you're looking at them, they're standing there smiling at you, and you're like wondering why, you know, like a cart goes by. And then when the cart goes by, person's gone. Things like that. Just hints, little hints and little tidbits of how you can use this demon showing up in campaigns. And that's just one of the keys after the dreams. This is the person stalking them, kind of like how Freddy would do in the movies, slowly show up here and there. And now, once you get into the dream world, like I said, through the dream portal, or maybe using a potion to go into the dream world, like they did in the Nightmare on Elm Street, they all had to drink something to get into the dream state so they can control whatever. You may have to write up a basic, stat block for this creature, and you have to make it so generally that they can defeat it. Because in the dream world, the demon is basically kind of equivalent of a nobody. That's the reason why they try to affect everybody in our world, because they have more power through the dreams. Now, once they're in this dream world state, the player characters can find them and, you know, swat him down with maybe a special magic plus one weapon or whatever. At least require some type of magic weapon. It is a demon for all, for that much. So that's just an idea how you can use dream demons in your campaign and have a little fun as a DM. And putting your players through a little bit of torture until they figure it out. But it's a lot of fun doing kind of stalky type things like that in a campaign. Tell me if you've tried something like this out in your campaign. I'd be interested to see what your thoughts on this would be. How you've handled situations like this. Have you done anything with dreams and stuff in your campaign? I don't know. I'd like to know. I always like listening to stories. Comment below if you're on YouTube. Like the video. If you're on Spotify, you can always send me an email and tell me what you've done. If you're on Facebook, just send me a message. If you're on X, message me through X. Other than that, I'm going to head out. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody. Have a good weekend, everyone.